Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stones of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees, flags of two Amrit Bharat Express trains in Varanasi. Prime Minister says country's women are strongest pillar of developed India and government is committed to ensure their participation in policy making. Stage set for the second and final phase of voting for assembly elections in West Bengal tomorrow. Supreme Court says roads cannot be blocked in the name of religious activities. Government issues advisory to protect workers and laborers from the adverse effects of severe heatwave conditions across the country. Pakistani strikes in Kunar province of Afghanistan leave 7 people dead, and Indian weightlifters win 4 gold at the Commonwealth Youth and Junior Championships in Samoa. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees in Varanasi. The projects cover key sectors like rail, road, water, healthcare, tourism and urban infrastructure. The Prime Minister also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains and laid the foundation stone of other rail projects. Mr. Modi launched the projects during the Mahila Sammelan organized in his parliamentary constituency. Speaking on the occasion, he said the country's women power is the strongest pillar of developed India and government is committed to ensuring women's participation in the country's policy making. The Prime Minister sought blessings of women for the achievement of a major national goal to implement reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies.
मुझे देश हित के एक बड़े लक्ष्य की प्राप्ति के लिए आप सबका आशीर्वाद चाहिए और ये बड़ा लक्ष्य है महिलाओं के लिए आरक्षण को लागू करना सपा और कांग्रेस जैसे दलों की वजह से हमारा ये प्रयास संसद में सफल नहीं हो पाया मैं आप सभी बहनों को भरोसा देता हूं आपके आरक्षण का हक लागू हो इसमें कोई कसर बाकी नहीं छोड़ूंगा
The Prime Minister came down heavily on the opposition saying that dynastic parties like Congress, Samajwadi Party and Trinamool Congress do not like increasing the women's seats in the parliament and assemblies. Mr. Modi said the two Amrit Bharat trains flagged off today will enhance connectivity between Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra.
Kashi se Pune aur Ayodhya se Mumbai ye dono Amrit Bharat trainen UP aur Maharashtra ki connectivity ko aur behtar banayegi. Ab Mumbai Pune sahit pure Maharashtra ke logon ko Ayodhya Dham aur Kashi Vishwanath Dham pahunchne ka ek aur aadhunik vikalp mil gaya
hai. Our correspondent takes a look at the projects launched by the Prime Minister today.
The major projects are 30 rural drinking water schemes under the Jal Jeevan Mission, the redevelopment of Chandravati Ghat, tourism development of Sarangnath Temple near Sarnath, and beautification and renovation works of St. Ravidas Park, Nagwa, a synthetic hockey turf at UP College, and development of tourism facilities at key ghats. Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of the Varanasi Junction to Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Junction, 3rd and 4th railway line project, including the construction of a rail-cum-road bridge over the Ganga River. Tomorrow morning, Prime Minister will perform Darshan and Pujan at Sri Kashi Vishwanath Temple in Varanasi. Thereafter, PM will travel to Hardoi and inaugurate Ganga Expressway. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
Stage is all set for voting in West Bengal tomorrow for the second and final phase of assembly elections. A total of 142 constituencies across 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. We have more from our correspondent.
Polling will commence over 40,000 booths covering 7 districts of West Bengal under the second phase of assembly election in West Bengal. Total 1,448 candidates are in the fray, including 220 female candidates. Voting will commence from 7 a.m. in the morning and will continue till 6 p.m. Webcasting facility will be in place in all the booths. Commission has taken all measures for a free, fair and peaceful vote. following the Election Commission of India's earlier mandate of no booth jamming and source jamming, tight security arrangements have been put in place. Security forces are carrying out route marches and area domination process to boost voters' confidence. In the first phase, over 93% voting was recorded. Following the trend of the first phase, Commission will take every measure on ground tomorrow for a high voters' turnout. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Counting of votes will be taken up on the 4th of next month along with Tamil Nadu, Assam, Keralam and Puducherry Assembly elections. The Bharatiya Janata Party has registered a landslide victory in the local body elections in Gujarat, sweeping all major municipal corporations in the state. Out of the 9,200 seats, the BJP has secured over 7,424 seats. The Congress Party managed to win 1,720 seats, while other candidates and parties secured 740 seats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed his heartfelt gratitude to the people of Gujarat, stating that this mandate strengthens the bond between the state and the party. We hear more from our correspondent.
The BJP achieved its largest ever win across 15 municipal corporations including Ahmedabad, Vadodara, Surat and Rajkot along with newly formed bodies in Navsari, Gandhidham, Morbi and Vapi. In Nagarpalikas, BJP won 1,988 seats while Congress secured 459. The rural landscape also saw a saffron surge with BJP winning 887 seats in district panchayats while over 3,600 seats in Taluka Panchayat. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel congratulated the winning candidates and party workers. Aparna Khunt, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah and BJP President Nitin Naveen congratulated the people of Gujarat for the historic victory to Bharatiya Janata Party in the elections. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website. newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the News at 9. The Supreme Court has observed that roads cannot be blocked in the name of religious activities and the government can intervene if secular activities are affected. A 9-judge constitution bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant made the observation while hearing petitions related to the scope of religious freedom and discrimination issues against women at places of worship, including the Shabarimala temple in Keralam. The apex court said, while religious discriminations enjoy autonomy in the matters of worship, this does not extend to the disrupting public order or essential civic functions. The apex court reiterated that while religious freedoms are protected, they remain subject to constitutional limitations, including non-discrimination and public order. The hearing in the matter will continue tomorrow. The government has assured 100% supply of domestic LPG, PNG for households and CNG for transport across the country. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said domestic LPG supply remains stable while no dryouts were reported at any distributorship.
Domestic LPG consumers and domestic PNG consumers have been assured 100% uninterrupted supply, and CNG supply for transport is also fully ensured. The supply of commercial LPG is being prioritized for hospitals and educational institutions, while key sectors such as pharmaceutical, steel, seed and agriculture are also receiving priority. Additionally, for migrant laborers, the supply of 5 kg LPG cylinders has been nearly doubled. Overall, the LPG supply remains normal and no distributor has reported any dry out situations.
Koi dry out report nahi hai.
Director in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said that all Indian seafarers in the region are safe and no incident involving any Indian flag vessel has been reported in the last 24 hours. Mr. Mangal said that the ministry has facilitated the safe repatriation of Indian seafarers. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the country is rapidly emerging as a trusted global electronics manufacturing partner under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Make in India vision. Mr. Vaishnaw, along with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, laid the foundation stone of Google Cloud India AI Hub in Visakhapatnam today. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Vaishnav said the country is marching ahead with large-scale electronics manufacturing, semiconductor production, advanced chip design and artificial intelligence technologies. He noted that while the country missed earlier opportunities in these sectors, strong policy support and leadership have driven major growth in recent years. The government has issued an advisory to the states and union territories to protect workers and labourers from the adverse effects of rising temperatures and heat wave across the country. In a communication to chief secretaries and administrators of all states and union territories, the Labour and Employment Ministry emphasised the need for a coordinated, multi-sectoral and multidimensional approach to protect workers, particularly those employed in outdoor and labour-intensive sectors. We have more in this report.
The advisory stressed on the need to ensure adequate drinking water facilities and make provision for rest areas and cooling off workplaces to coordinate with the health department to ensure regular health checkups of the workers. Special attention has been recommended for construction workers, brick kiln workers, daily wage earners and casual labourers. Hospitals and dispensaries under the Employees State Insurance Corporation and the Directorate General of Labour Welfare have been asked to establish dedicated help desks for heat stroke cases. They have also been asked to ensure adequate stock of ORS, ice packs and other heat illness prevention materials. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in the northeastern region tomorrow, while northern states including Bihar and Jharkhand are expected to experience thunder squall conditions. Several regions across the country may experience thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds for the next 2 days. The weather agency has forecast hot to humid conditions over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal for the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, all schools across 9 districts in Mizoram remain closed today due to heavy rains. Sirchip recorded the highest rainfall of 70.5 millimetres in the last 24 hours, while in Tripura, a series of powerful Kalbaishakhi storms and heavy rainfall have caused widespread devastation, paralysing normal life in several districts. Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha has said the government is actively managing the aftermath of severe weather. At least 7 people have been killed and around 75 others injured after Pakistani strikes hit Afghanistan's Kunar province. The attacks targeted multiple locations, including the provincial capital Asadabad and Sarkano district. According to local reports, several residential areas and Syed Jamaluddin Afghan University were struck, causing widespread damage and panic. Hospital authorities in Asadabad confirmed that dozens of injured, including women and children, are undergoing treatment, while emergency teams continue rescue operations. Officials said nearly 30 students and staff were injured after mortar rounds hit the university campus. The Afghanistan Ministry of Higher Education has strongly condemned the attack, calling it a violation of international and Islamic principles. It described the strike as an assault on education and urged the international community to respond. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today met Kyrgyzstan's Defense Minister Major General Mukambetov Ruslan Mustavich on the sidelines of SCO Defense Ministers meet in Bishkek. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said the meeting was productive. Mr. Singh also met the Defense Minister of Belarus, Lieutenant General Viktor Krenin. The discussions between both leaders were focused on strengthening defense cooperation between the two nations. Indian weightlifters put up a strong show at the Commonwealth Youth and Junior Championships in Apia, Samoa, winning 4 gold medals on day 2. Sunil Singh claimed gold in the men's 65 kgs category, while Aisangfa Gogoi topped the women's 58 kg division. Abhinav Gogoi secured gold in the men's 71 kg category, and in the Universal Cup, Charu Pesi of Arunachal Pradesh also won gold in the men's 65 kg event. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings have set a target of 223 runs for Rajasthan Royals in New Chandigarh. Earlier put into bat, Punjab Kings scored 222 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stones of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees. Flags off 2 Amrit Bharat Express trains in Varanasi. Prime Minister says country's women are strongest pillar of developed India and government is committed to ensure their participation in policy making. Stage set for second and the final phase of voting for assembly election in West Bengal tomorrow. Supreme Court says roads cannot be blocked in the name of religious activities. Government issues advisory to protect workers and laborers from the adverse effects of severe heatwave conditions across the country. Pakistani strikes in Kunar province of Afghanistan leave 7 people dead. And Indian weightlifters win 4 gold at the Commonwealth Youth and Junior Championships in Samoa. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.